You mentioned the controversial issue about transplant, and I'm curious how you approach it to patients and how you vary the way you approach it based on what their status is, what their risk is, and whether you include MRD as part of that decision.
It's a great question. So for many years, we said that transplant indeed improves overall survival in our patients, and that's why we were giving transplant. And then the IFM-DFCI studies were designed, and the IFM study was published in the New England Journal of Medicine, showing us indeed you get a progression-free survival, but you don't get an overall survival benefit from transplant. And the biggest benefit that you see in those patients is the ones who get into MRD. However, if you look around it the other way and ask, for patients who achieved MRD and did not need the transplant, did they also get the same benefit? And you start asking your question, well, if I can achieve MRD anyways without transplant, do I need it or not? So we're starting to ask the question, if I achieve MRD, transplant or no transplant, I'll get probably the same survival. And the Forte study was asking that same question. That was the KRD transplant or KRD 12 cycles. And in that one, again, depth of response was very similar. MRD negative was very similar. So there is a big debate whether indeed transplant will give you that benefit for long term, or all you're doing is indeed improving MRD, which it does improve the MRD. And if your upfront regimen is good enough and you get MRD, maybe you don't need transplant.
What is the likelihood of attaining MRD with RVD and KRD?
So KRD definitely gives us a deeper response early on, and most of those patients, about 60% or so, will get MRD negative disease. RVD, the numbers of MRD negative is slightly lower than that, but we don't know what their RVD will show us. And in that case, would it be easier? Again, there is some toxicity with carfilzomib. There is different toxicity with bortezomib. So maybe their RVD can give us that same depth of response that you see with a KRD regimen in other patients.
Do you think it's rational to be using MRD right now outside a clinical trial setting?
I absolutely think that it's going to happen. We are discussing right now with the FDA that this is one of the endpoints. It does correlate very well with progression-free survival. The hope is that it also correlates with overall survival in our patients. And it's a surrogate marker of how well your response was. I mean, in the older days, which is what we do right now, complete remission is the correlative work that you do for improving progression-free survival. This is a better complete remission. This is even deeper remission for those patients.
I guess I want to ask specifically in the question of delayed or immediate transplant, do you think that it is rational outside a trial setting for a community-based oncologist to get an MRD and consider it as a factor?
I don't think we're there yet for the practice. I think it's still an academic question because we're still having the studies designed, MRD positive or negative, what do you do? You randomize them. How long the MRD should be? Should you wait 1 year for an MRD negative disease? So there are still a lot of questions, but I think it's getting there, and at least we should be ordering it. And then whether you act on it or not in the community is a different question.